Hi, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today, I've got a serious subject, and that is the new rules for the visa on arrival, or rather the no visa entry. Let me read this to you. Border runs have been cut short due to the very recent change in rules regarding overland entry by Thai immigration. Foreigners entering Thailand via border posts at Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, and Malaysia without securing a prior visa will now be granted only 15 days of stay in the country as opposed to the previous visa on arrival, which was valid for 30 days. According to a spokesman for the Thai Immigration Bureau, the new regulation was created to encourage... Fucking A, can I get it right at all? I mean, I can't seem to read. The new regulation was created to encourage foreigners to secure the proper visas in advance from a Royal Thai embassy prior to their arrival. The new rule will also limit the amount of back-to-back visa runs being made by foreigners to extend their stay. However, this change only applies to visitors who have not obtained a visa beforehand and are entering from the border by land. Those who arrive at the airport without a prior visa will continue to receive a 30-day stamp. Extensions at Thai immigration after the visa on arrival has expired, remain at 7 days, after which you must leave the country or pay the penalty and other sanctions for overstaying the visa. The only exception to the new regulation will be the Malaysian passport holders traveling from Malaysia, as they will continue to receive the 30-day visa on arrival. Immigration authorities further clarified there is no longer a limit on the number of times a foreigner may enter Thailand within the days allowed on the visa on arrival. The former provision stating that visitors cannot stay for more than 90 days within 6 months has already been dropped. Now, just to go over what this means, I mean, it's pretty simple. In the past, a foreigner like myself from the US or UK, any place that can come into the country without a visa, would receive 30 days at least. Now, if you wanted to leave the country by land or by air, whenever you came back, you received 30 days. They changed this a couple years ago. And they said from now on, those returning by land, over land, are only going to receive 15 days. Eventually, I'm not sure of the timing of it, but maybe say a year ago or so, I haven't had to get a visa like this in a long time, so I just kind of see things in the news. But I don't know, about a year or so ago, they changed it back and said from now on, people entering the country overland can get 30 days as a no entry visa or visa on arrival, whatever people want to call it. There is a difference though. Now they've changed it back again. So if you fly out of Thailand, you have a no visa. You just came into the country, they gave you 30 days. Let's say you extended for 7 days, which is 1,900 baht. You extended. Your time runs out, and you say, God, I have to do my visa run. You get on a plane. You go out. You fly back in. Boom. You get another 30 days. However, for those people, and usually it's the people who are the cheapskates or who can't afford it, or they just want to do something by bus or whatever, which... what I've seen is that most people who are going overland, it's about saving money because it can get expensive doing visa runs every month. And the Thai government doesn't want people doing visa runs every month. The reasoning behind it is that, first of all, in Thailand, it's very simple. There are people who come to the country on a tourist visa. And then they go out and get another tourist visa. Then they go out and get another tourist visa. They go out and get another tourist visa. Or they just go out of the country, come back in. And they're getting 30 days every time. And yet, so they're living in the country, but yet they have no legitimate visa to do so. They're supposed to be a tourist, which brings about another question, which is, when do you stop becoming a tourist? How long are you allowed to stay in the country where you're considered a tourist, and how long before you are just somebody who's abusing the system? For me, now that I am completely legitimate and have been for many, many years, I view it as it's a workaround that is useful in limited quantities. However, for people who are living here for 5 years or 3 years and they just either don't want to get a visa, like a marriage visa, a media visa, a business visa, retirement visa, whatever it is, if they can't qualify, or they don't have the money, or they don't want to, then this workaround is something that is, it's a loophole in the system. And I think the ties are eventually going to close that loophole. The problem is, once they do that, they're going to lose tourist dollars. And I think that's where the dilemma is. It's where can you cut people off? At what point do you cut people off to where the country is full of actual tourists and expats? And what point can you cut them off, or do you cut them off to where you're saying, wow, we have an overflow of tourists living in the country? And I think that's what it boils down to. But let me know what you think. I personally think it's great that they do this. I've been on both sides of the fence. In the beginning, I've had to do visa runs every month. I've had to do them every 3 months. I've had to do them every 3 months for a year. I had my visa for a year, and every 3 months I had to go out of the country. It's much better when you just have the right visa, but the problem for many is that they do not qualify for the visa that they want. So that's why now people are abusing the ED visa. And Thailand, the government has cracked down on that, and they are going to crack down more in the future, I believe, to where you're only allowed to study for 3 months or 6 months, or maybe you get a year, and then after that year, you can't get another ED visa. Right now, I think it, as it stands, you get 3 years, and then after that, you're going to have to figure out another way. But anyway, that's all I got for now. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Until next time, chok di lat jokhen ma.